Get to Old Navy for Star Spangled Style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Mikio, yesterday the Hang Seng, it fell almost 4% after the Chinese New Year holiday. Now, was that just a knee-jerk reaction from the events that we saw throughout the week, or do you think there's something more serious here?
Well, both comments, I think, are correct. The extent of the sales, of the sell-off, especially, I would say, in Asia and Hong Kong, is exaggerated on the one hand, because you do have a lot of the bad news at this current valuations being priced in, if you look at the world on a realistic term. And on the other hand, there is a good reason to be bearish, because now, at least in my book, you have declining expectations of global nominal GDP growth. You can also call it declining inflation expectations. And you have a major central bank, the Federal Reserve, not really responding to it. So I think both comments are unfortunately true at the moment.
Okay, so given all that, are you a bear in this market at the moment?
Well, I think I am a cautiously optimistic bear, or a constructive bear, if you want to say that. I do see the case that if you look at the macro numbers, the situation is actually by far not as bad as markets imply. But on the other hand, I'm also aware that markets, can talk themselves into a self-fulfilling prophecy. And once the sentiment really turns sour, and if volatility persists at that level, as Ms. Yellen said herself a couple of days ago, or actually yesterday, I believe it was again, then it might influence the real economy as well. So we are in that very difficult position where I believe especially the Fed has to be much more creative in what they communicate to markets about their stance. The problem is that, there is a lot of people talking about a lot of concerns, some of which are exaggerated, as you suggested earlier, but the central banks are not on the same message in terms of their commitment to boosting inflation targets, or to meeting inflation targets, which is another word for nominal GDP, because inflation is part of nominal GDP growth. I believe that's part of the problem.
So you think that the divergence between central bank policies, that is in fact the biggest risk to global markets at the moment?
I think at the moment markets need to see a convergence that central banks are in fact on the same page in order to, if this is to calm down, rather than the divergence world, which was the old world before the various concerns about, what's happening in China and whether U.S. policy is the appropriate one were in place. So yes, in that sense, you could say that the divergence scenario or the divergence trend is now being questioned very severely.
Okay, well, we saw overnight Sweden's central bank ventured into further negative interest rate territory. But in the US, Janet Yellen's testimony to Congress, what is the possibility of the Federal Reserve putting rate hikes on hold, or in fact even cutting rates?
Well, I would say the possibilities of putting rate hikes on hold is very high, probably, as we speak and as markets are volatile, moving closer to 100%, by the minute. The concern is that this probably won't be enough. I think what markets really want to hear, regardless of whether they're right or wrong fundamentally, at the end of the day, the markets are always right, of course. I think what the markets need to hear is some reassurance that the Fed is actually prepared to do QE again if necessary. They don't have to go all the way, perhaps, at this moment, but they should start at least by hinting that this is in the cards. And by the way, this is slightly what happened yesterday, because Ms. Yellen actually suggested that that the negative rates are not off the table from the United States in the U.S. And from a rate hike outlook to a negative rate hike, that's a reversal, And the market did like it in part because you saw an intraday reversal. So I think that's the direction the Fed will need to go for nerves to calm. And then we might have a good impact on a global level for markets to calm down.
Well, if you could be a bit more specific, Mikhail, what kind of impact do you see? If this is in fact the trajectory that the Fed could embark upon, what impact, say, to the US dollar and US equity markets, and more importantly, to in this part of the world, emerging market outflows from emerging markets?
Well, I think it would help reverse the impact of the negative market moves generally. So you would see mostly positive equity markets in the, worldwide, because this is about global nominal GDP. The currencies in the short term may remain volatile. The dollar will not be as strong ultimately with a QE environment. And the initial effect would be to add some support to the emerging market loans, I believe. Whether that will remain also a trend in the immediate term, that remains to be seen. But the initial impact would be to reverse the current trades, which is sell everything that is related to emerging markets, buy the yen, buy gold, and sell equities. I think that could be reversed by a credible policy reversal in the U.S.
Okay. Well, Mikhail, since you are in Hong Kong, I'd like to ask a question that I've been waiting to ask you back to your home ground. Some speculators have been betting on an end to Hong Kong's currency peg to the dollar. In fact, they argue that the Hong Kong dollar is a victim of all this risk aversion across global markets, given what's happening to China. Do you think that that's a possibility of depegging the currency?
Well, I think it's a possibility that is certainly not likely, because the Hong Kong dollar, U.S. dollar peg is among the, you know, very few things at the moment that, not very few things, but it is certainly among the things that have worked very well in the past, you know, for the financial system in Hong Kong and also for, you know, globally more generally. So why should any authority use a period where, you know, sort of almost everything is uncertain and questioned, you know, add a new shock or a new uncertainty? So that would certainly not be the good time to depeg. So I don't think that's a realistic expectation. It is an expression of the concerns, of course, but I don't think it's realistic. It's an expression of the fears and concerns that are out there at this moment.
Always great talking to you. That was Mikhail Kumada, Global Strategist at LGT Capital Partners in Hong Kong.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.